news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins. Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right. This is his first test.
Members on Iron Club Crow sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
You know, Jordan, I really don't want to go on the air right now because there's a football game on. Too early.
Well, we kind of have what's this thing? An obligation right now.
We should be on at 6 p.m.
I know. Hey, think about this. It is 6 p.m. In the number of infinite universes out there in some parallel one, we are still on at 6 p.m.
So, you know, I don't want the fans to know that I'm not happy about being on the air. So
I think you've made the fact that you're not happy about this time slot very clear.
We won't discuss this on the air now, okay? So when I start the show in a minute, you know, we'll just act like we're all happy, hunky-dory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody I know.
Except for what's this red button?
Especially not that.
What's this red button?
Double guy, but what red button? What are you talking about?
It says on air.
Oh damn!
Oh, I'm like, hey! You didn't hear that? Yeah, just for get everything you just heard, and welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio
and other various platforms.
Yes, like, we're on Geek Life Radio now. You can check us out on there and other fine programs. Stitcher. You know, Stitcher's really popular these days. Stitcher Radio, you can download an app on your smartphone and whatnot. You can also listen to us on Podbean, Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I just downloaded the,
The
show link onto, what's it called? Beyond Podcast for Android.
Oh yeah, I never heard of it.
Because,
I've heard of that.
Because I'm tired of carrying around two devices to try to listen to podcasts and then carry around a tablet at the same time. So I'm gonna try to do everything on the tablet.
Yeah. Hey, you can listen to us on your tablet or a Zoom if that's still a thing.
Well, I have a Zoom. And that's right. Why I was carrying around and listening to my podcast. But I'm going to try to use a tablet, so.
Okay. But also, more importantly, you can listen to us on iTunes. You can find this and many other fine programs. But let's face it, you really want to listen to us on Rant Entertainment Media Radio's iTunes channel. You can go to us, find us, search for us in the podcast section, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review. That's gonna help us out a lot.
Alright, so this is the part where I'm supposed to pretend to care about your week. So, how are you week, Jordan?
It's a mixed bag. I'm like exhausted.
Yeah, working hard, huh?
Yeah, it's work. It's also my own personal projects that I do outside of work and outside of the show. That's kind of starting to take its toll on me, but I'm still powering through. Also, it is officially gotten too goddamn cold here. I'm starting to wear a hoodie every day now.
I'm cold too now, and
you live in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I'm not ready to break break out the Snuggie, to be honest.
You're not. Aren't you like predisposed to be ready in like August when summer officially ends?
No, I mean it's. Listen, you know, you gotta live with the cold when you live in the Northeast. But I just wish it would just gradually come upon us and you can get used to it. And not like one day it's 70 and the next day it's 30.
That's kind of how spring is, like the beginning of spring in Arkansas. I can never really tell, do I need long sleeves? Do I need short sleeves? I hate the weather.
That's the thing. Like, I need to get some new long sleeve shirts. And I ordered some shirts, only to find out they're short sleeve, and I gotta send them back.
The weather's a douchebag. I'm just gonna say that. Weather is a goddamn douchebag.
But you know, I'm staying alive. You know.
That's good.
How was Halloween? Did the kids throw any eggs at you, or
no?
Did you go out for mystery night?
No, see, twist. I threw eggs at the kids.
You went out for mystery night. Which nobody really talks about anymore.
I don't know what Mystery Night is.
Well, Mystery Night is the day, usually the day before Thanksgiving. I mean, Halloween.
Uh-huh.
When the people go out and they egg people and egg houses.
Soap cars,
toilet paper.
I've always heard that as Mischief Day.
Yeah, Mischief, Mystery, same thing.
Okay.
So... Did you
go
out?
I didn't do anything for that. No, I had to keep working.
I didn't even know it took place around here. Usually you'd see the results, you know, splattered egg shells everywhere or whatever.
Toilet paper, all that.
Well, when I was a kid, we never did the toilet paper. We did the eggs. We did rocks. Like, when I was a kid, one of the things me and my friends used to do, and my brother, we'd hide up on our porch and throw rocks at cars driving down the street. So, of course, they would get bombarded, and then they couldn't see who threw it because we'd be hiding. And the other thing was to goad older people into chasing us because they would have eggs. And to me, it was always fun to... avoid being hit by these people, and I like putting the juke on people when people are chasing me. So
that's cool.
So you never did these bad things?
No.
You didn't get dressed up, no Rorschach or nothing?
No, I had a costume. I was Clark Kent / Superman because I can't afford really an elaborate costume this year. And I had a suit and I had a Superman shirt. So, yeah. I like the costume. What? Did you dress up?
I dressed up as a superhero like I always do.
Oh, yeah? What did you go as?
I'm the Silver Surfer, remember?
Man, you are... wearing the same goddamn costume.
Hey, if you got a perfect costume, why change it?
Variety.
Nah, see, I'm the most powerful superhero in the world.
It's like you reading just Silver Surfer comic books. That's just absurd.
Which, I don't remember the last issue. It must have came out this week. I didn't get no books this week yet, so.
You didn't get your books this week? I got my books.
I didn't have time to hit the store, so next week.
I know we're not at this show yet, but I'm just gonna say this. You know, judging by the books I got this week, I swear about half of my top 10 list when we get to our last show of the year is most likely gonna be Image books.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I was reading more Image books, but
I gotta keep my budget down. Image is doing some. Have you read Southern Bastards?
No, but that's Jason Aaron, right?
Yeah, Jason Aaron on the writing, Jason Latour on the art, and it's the first trade is like out right now with
I talked to Jason Aaron once.
Oh man, that's awesome! I love his work. Well, except Original Sin.
Well, he's writing one of the greatest Thor runs I've ever read. So.
Oh yeah, Thor: God of Thunder. By the way, there's a recommendation for you people if you want to read some exciting Thor. you go out and get Jason Aaron's Thor, God of Thunder. I believe the first four trades are now out.
Original Sin wasn't terrible. It was just overblown. It should have been like three or four issues. But yeah,
you know what the real issue was? Issue 5.
Which one was that?
The Nick Fury issue told almost entirely in flashback.
Oh, his secret.
Yeah, with the Watcher. Cause
I thought it was kind of interesting, but it didn't need to be a whole issue.
It was interesting, but then you read the rest of the story, and you realize, oh wow, this was a huge monkey wrench. This was a huge monkey wrench thrown in the way of the story, because it threw off the momentum and the pacing that was built up over the first four issues, and then the remaining issues after that feels like a slog.
The other thing is, okay, they brought together an unusual mix of characters, right, for this investigation. And now, nothing with these people that came together. They're not a team. They're not interacting with each other. You know, it's not like... Okay, you had the Punisher and Doctor Strange, and why would they ever be in the same room?
Yeah. Okay. Although this book needed more Rocket Raccoon and Punisher interaction.
That
was great. I was reading it thinking, oh my god, why aren't you focusing more on this? This is great.
Yeah. So somebody need to write that team up.
Marvel, if you're listening, I will write this book for $5 and a bag of whatever the latest Skittles flavor is.
I mean, could you imagine one stumbling upon the other while they're doing whatever they do? Like the Punisher, he's after some drug dealers, and somehow Rocket Raccoon ends up in the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just trying to not shoot at each other. But outgun, see who can gun down more people or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It would be great. It would be fantastic, honestly. I would love it. But you know what? Whatever, Original Sin. That again, people, go read Seven Bastards, go read Thor God of Thunder, and also Jason Aaron's run on Wolverine and the X-Men. That was one of the most fun books I've read in some time.
Everybody had nothing but positive remarks on Wolverine and X-Men.
Yeah, Jason Latour, weirdly enough, Jason Latour, the artist on Silver Ambassadors, the one who just wrapped up Wolverine and the X-Men, that was a mixed bag.
So anyway, how can they join us today, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, we got off on a tangent.
My team, we're up in football. Go Pats. Anytime we can stop Denver, yes.
Anyway, yes. Look, just because we're live on the air, all up in your earballs right now, doesn't mean you can't join us. You can. We're not only a great show, but we're an interactive show. So you can join us by calling us on your phone at 215-253-4516. Once again, 215-253-4516. Calling this number. Hey, we get to hold on to it, because it's kind of expensive to hold on to this. You can also join us on Skype at @ContactSilverSurfer_forever, or you can join us via your computer, and not with just Skype. Come to www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live, and we got a lot of news to get to.
Yeah, well, do you want to do news? You want to do TV shows?
I feel like with what was announced, we gotta get to news right now.
Okay, well, let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah,
Marvel, of course.
Marvel Comics has dropped
a nuclear bomb on everybody.
And they have also decided what you're gonna be spending money on for the next 5 years.
What do you mean, money?
Hey, some of us have to pay to go to see a movie. Unlike you, bastard.
They thought, well, hey, DC thinks they can put all these movies out there and dates, and we can top that. So they...
At a recent press event that was marred in secrecy. It was like, hey, Marvel's going to have this press event going on Tuesday afternoon. And I was like, whatever. And you know what? Curiosity got the better of me. I tuned in to the live feed on Marvel.com.
So why didn't you tell me about it?
I thought you knew.
No, what? Maybe I was out.
Okay, yeah, you might have been at work. Me, I have to work at from home. So anyway, yes, Marvel announced 10 movies that are gonna make up Phase 3 of the cinematic universe, and these films are on May 6, 2016. Captain America 3, Civil War. Yes. On November 4th, 2016, Doctor Strange, as we know, directed by Scott Derrickson. And by the way, the news about Benedict Cumberbatch becoming Doctor Strange is totally unconfirmed. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought it was confirmed.
No, it wasn't.
Wait. I saw storylines that said it was confirmed.
Well, Marvel has come out themselves and said it. Seems someone jumped the gun. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Now, we already knew this was set for July 28, 2017. Wrong! It's been moved up. It's going to come out May 5th, 2017 to kick off the summer movie season. So, you're wondering what's going to be on July 28, 2017 now. Well, that is Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, that War of the Gods is coming.
Yes, and rumors are that it'll undoubtedly be based off the Walt Simonson story arc from the 1980s.
Wait, there's been more than one Ragnarok storyline.
That is very much true. I think it's the one that this specifically dealt with Ragnarok. That was explicitly done by Walt Simonson.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's the best Ragnarok they've done, but
I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with Walt Simonson Thor. It's a great run.
I think he did two Ragnaroks himself. He did a. There was
Shit, maybe there, we, okay,
there was
okay.
a there was a fake Ragnarok where, some guy, I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
He got Thor's powers. He was a red beard Thor.
Okay. And, you know, now I'm remembering. Now, okay, you know what? Maybe we'll discuss this off air. Trying to figure out what exactly this is, because we want to theorize about what Ragnarok
no,
story
no, no,
is.
No, I'm just real quick, I'm just saying. And Odin had set this up to try to have Ragnarok happen without it actually happening.
Uh-huh.
And sacrificing this fake Thor in order to avoid Ragnarok, because Odin's been trying to avoid Ragnarok now forever now, and he's personally lived through about 3 or 4 Ragnaroks. They also explained how the current set of Norse gods, well, Odin lived through the last Ragnarok, where,
yeah,
of course, Thor died, Odin died, and the survivors were a couple of Odin's brothers and a couple of his sons, and they found Odin's staff, and they all kind of laid claim to being king of Asgard, and then the staff just took all of them, merged them into a new Odin, and he recreated the gods, so...
Okay, that would be cool to see on screen. And you know what would be cool? You know what's cooler than that? Is that what follows us? On November 3rd, 2017, Black Panther.
That's
being
right.
Played by Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman playing all the iconic black historic
Jackie Robinson,
characters.
James Brown.
And then the most historic black character of them all, the Black Panther.
Yep. Once again, November 3rd.
I met him once. He came to Philadelphia. It was like during the 4th of July, and he was getting one of these freedom medals, and I shook his hand, and I said, "Brother, I look up to you." And he said, "Thank you, young man." And I was just a youth at the time. I was only a little kid, but it left an impression.
You were only but a child.
And, you know, it's like, I was like, that's an African king that I can be proud of.
Well, let's follow that up with Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, getting her own movie on July 6, 2018.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. I wish they would somehow work in the original Captain Marvel, too.
Marvel?
Yes.
Ah.
He's one of my top five characters.
I do know that, but Carol Danvers has got such a popularity right now. You got the Carol core of, you know, of fans.
If Marvel brought back Mar-Vell, which they act like they will, but they never do. He's like the only character to stay dead for different reasons. Then this Captain Marvel wouldn't exist, to be honest.
Carol Danvers.
Right.
Okay, no, you're totally right. You're totally right. Although, again, Carol Danvers has such a huge popular fan base right now. So.
Another touchdown by the Patriots.
Which has nothing to do with the fact that the Inhumans movie will be coming out on November 2nd, 2018.
Yeah, now that's going to be interesting enough to see who's cast
in
those roles.
We can definitely tell what characters might be in there, because we're going to get Black Bolt, Medusa, hopefully Lockjaw.
You'll get Crystal. No, you'll get the entire royal family.
All right, yeah.
Including Maximus.
Maximus, yeah. But, and we end on Avengers Infinity War.
Now,
Part 1, May 2018. Part 2, May 2019, which was then followed up by a teaser that ended with Thanos wielding the Infinity Gauntlet with all six Infinity Stones.
They don't need to call it War Part 1 and Part 2. The first one should be the Gauntlet. The second one should be the War.
We'll see. Maybe that's what they're calling it, too. Like, yeah, Part 1 will be about the Gauntlet.
No, I mean, Part 1 will be about him putting together the Gauntlet, and then Part 2 probably be about them trying to stop him. But I don't think they should call it Part 1 Infinity War. And of course, anybody with a brain knew they was going to do a two-parter with this Avengers movie. I mean, that's
how it was rumored a while ago.
Ain't no rumor. I mean, look, Harry Potter has set the standard now. You take that last movie and you split it in two, and you try to make as much money as possible. I mean, come on, that Twilight was split in half, and that movie did not need to be split in two. You know, Harry, that last Harry Potter book had a lot. It needed to be split in two.
It needed two movies. Whereas
same probably thing with The Mockingjay. You know,
I can't comment on that because I've never read The Hunger Games.
No. I'm not saying it for sure. I'm saying much that it, you know, two movies. Be lucky that they didn't have this mindset when Return of the King came out, because that easily could have been split in two movies.
And
I'm talking about 2-3 hour movies. And they would have done it too.
Well, this also brings up the fact that, you know, many people were thinking, there is an Infinity Gauntlet book. It was published from July to December 91, like 6 issues. Some people were thinking, what the hell? Is that what it's going to be based off of? Why six? And that was only 6 issues, but clearly, this is going off with what they got built in the cinematic universe.
Greatest storyline of all time.
And I'll say this. I will say this. Now, I've made my feelings about the Civil War storyline very known, that I hate it. But I've been talking with friends this week, and I can go with the Civil War storyline being reworked into the cinematic universe. I can. Well, but it's more of a matter. It's more of a matter. How it's going to be set up through Age of Ultron, and honestly, when I first see the trailer, because I kind of have this trigger. It's like, it's still the story that I just don't like.
It's a title, okay?
I know, but
we're not going to have every character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in this movie fighting each other.
I said that I'm fine with it being used now. Like I said, I had a conversation with friends. They brought up good points that totally shot down all the fucking worries I had. But I'm still going to have a bit of hesitance when it comes to the movie.
I trust Feige. I trust what they're doing.
In Feige, we trust?
He hasn't... I mean, listen. You can maybe say you thought one or two movies weren't as good as they could have been. But none of them were terrible.
No. None of them made me want to...
these movies terrible. They're just overdoing it.
I agree. None of those movies made me want to hurt you, unlike when you made me go see Transformers.
Hey, well, you know, it's your job.
Ah, God, that is still the worst birthday.
You're going to see Big Hero 6 next week, so.
Oh, wait, I am? Awesome!
Wait, you wasn't going to see it anyway?
Oh, like, you didn't tell me if we were going to do a spoiler.
Wait, that's not the point. You wasn't going to see it anyway?
I am going to go see it now. I'm going to try to go see it.
Well, you're not going to go see it. I've been telling you gotta see this movie.
Yes. By the way, you can listen to Surfer's unnecessary movie review of Big Hero 6 on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know, for some reason I've been trying to post it and Blog Talk won't post that particular show correctly, but I did try to put something up. So if you do follow us on Facebook and follow on Twitter, you can find a link to something that'll play the player, or you just go straight to my Blog Talk page, our Blog Talk page.
Yes.
What are you reading, comic book show?
I will say, the only thing that sucks about going to see Big Hero 6 next weekend is that I'm not going to have enough time in my schedule to go and stay for Interstellar.
That's right, they're both coming out, and it's going to be interesting. Well, I guess Interstellar will win the weekend, but...
But you think Big Hero 6 is going to win the critical acclaim?
Yeah, I mean...
And more of the audience.
I don't know. I mean, you know, people...
are unpredictable.
Yes. Let's see what Rotten Tomatoes have to say.
By the way, I will say also of people being unpredictable, hey... Tuesday's midterm elections. Go fucking vote. Just vote. You don't vote, you don't get a right to complain.
Okay, here we go. Interstellar, 74% Rotten Tomato. Big Hero 6, 100%.
Damn.
That won't last long.
But no, it won't.
But it'll stay high. Oh.
Yeah.
Our first lady is called.
You know what? I'll say maybe 82%.
Our first lady of the show has called in.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jenny.
You know, you may...
Hello. Hold on one second, you guys.
Hot damn.
All right. Hi.
You know, you made people at this network jealous. They don't have a young lady calling in. And we had a young lady calling in, so... We thank you for...
Yeah, I tend to make people jealous, I guess.
We thank you for the female perspective and representing all women out there.
Yes, we thank you enough that we might even offer you membership into the Stonecutters.
I feel the pressure of all the women of the world on my shoulders.
So you know, the Stonecutters are the ones that made Steve Guttenberg a star.
You're a credit to your sex. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, that's a bad
You're
joke.
A credit to something. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're a credit to, but something.
Something.
Okay, so since we're still on this, yay, Marvel news this week, more event teases are coming out. More and more. And... oh, we still don't know what the damn hell is going on, because we have two. One is a very recent event, one that's not going to make a few people happy. Avengers vs. X-Men, teased for summer 2015. And one that, you know what, Marvel? You're not going to fool me. No, 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 no. Because, see, you put out an image of Peter Jane. Take two. Of Peter Parker and Mary Jane with a cute little redheaded girl with Spider-Man mask and a heart that says Renew Your Vows, the title of Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 21 from 1987. Hold on, how do I have a girlfriend? Anyway, about them and their relationship. Ha! You're not fooling me into thinking you're gonna do say screw one more day. But yeah, they're teasing the Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows again, as I said, a title riff on an annual from 1987.
Yeah, look, I'm not buying all this remakes summer of 2015. This is just something that they haven't really explained.
They have to be something. They have to be something because we also got Future Imperfect.
Yeah, Future Imperfect, which was it? Is it Days of Imperfect?
I can't remember. Again, just to run down the list real quickly of what all these events have been teased are. Civil War, Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies, Years of Future Past, Planet Hulk, Armor Wars, House of M, Infinity Gauntlet, Old Man Logan, Inhumans, Atian Rising, Ultimate Universe, I always screw that up. Even though I read Inhumans, I always screw that up. Ultimate Universe, The End, Age of Apocalypse, Future Imperfect, Renew Your Vows, Avengers versus X-Men, which... The only good thing about that was the teaser image that was drawn by Scotty Young, because it's cute. I can't say anything bad about Scotty Young's art. I mean, I think Rocket Raccoon is one of the best books out there.
You mentioned Secret Wars, right?
Yeah, Secret Wars.
Well, Secret Wars is going to be a story.
Yeah, we knew that. That was a big announcement. I'm talking about the little teasers they've been putting out almost every 2 days or so, as it seems. So
Chaos, what do you think?
Yeah, what your thoughts?
Well, I just feel like, do you feel like any of them might be like connecting into the Marvel universe? Because I mean, some of the things they're kind of teased on in the MCU, like Civil War and the Infinity Gauntlet and all those things. Do you think there's any? You think they want to tie them, or do you want to keep them separate, or why do you think they're doing all these reshoots?
Okay. There are some theories that these are taking place in the Secret Wars world, like the world that's going to come to collide with us, because I've put two and two together. That's what Time Runs Out is leading up to, obviously.
Yes, Time Runs Out leads to Secret Wars.
Yeah, okay. So that might be it. I'm dismissing the rumors that this might be a Marvel New 52 sort of thing, because Marvel's adage, anyway, if it is like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And things are not broken in Marvel. They have a good number of books out there that people enjoy. They're getting high critical praise. And that I'm certainly reading a lot of Marvel today. So they certainly don't want to do that. That would kill all the momentum that they've built up over these past few years. Like I said, I Marvel has taken a steady rise to me since about 2010. Comics-wise to me. I mean, I was still reading Marvel then, but not as much as I am, say, right now. So, okay. No, I don't think it's a reboot, but I get...
Keep doing Marvel Now every year, it seems like, or every 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, or all new Marvel Now with new cover scent. I would just like an answer. I would just like a press release statement from Marvel saying what the hell all this means.
Right. Because I mean, as like somebody who's trying to get into comics, like, I don't know if that's what I should like go and look at those event things. Do you think they're either trying to draw new readers that way or... Because I feel like you're going to alienate more readers redoing the same storylines.
Start with an event book.
No, never. God, that's
no, no.
Terrible.
The reason why it's not that it's terrible. The reason why I say that is because usually with an event book, they're banking on that you already know a history of the characters you're reading, and right. They're just throwing you into a situation, and you want to try to build up knowledge on different characters. And you can't. I would never expect you. say like you decided you want to read Miss Marvel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to try to know her entire history overnight. Just go pick up somewhere and then
go to a local comic book store and peruse through the back issues and talk to the customers that might be able, and, you know, or the people working there that might help you.
Okay.
I do subscribe to Stan Lee's adage that every comic is someone's first.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let your first comic be Crisis on Infinity on Infinite Earths. Or do not let your first comic be Civil War or Avengers vs. X-Men, because your head's going to explode. You're going to feel lost. So,
yeah, I don't want that.
although, hey, if you want to start with some comics, go and get the new Miss Marvel. It is one of the absolute best books out there, and probably will make my year-end top 10 of the best comics. Go read that. Go read that. Not just for you, Jenny, but for all our readers out there. If you're not reading the new Miss Marvel, you're just, what the hell's wrong with you? And we're going to round up some Marvel news with some news that came out today that I kind of wish was a bit of a surprise, but eh. We're going to see Loki and Heimdall in Age of Ultron. Idris Elba and Tom Hiddleston are confirmed to have a scene involving them in the upcoming Avengers sequel due out in May. So, for all you Loki girls out there, and guys, I'm not judging. This is a judgment-free zone.
This is
going
to be the biggest cast of people in one movie.
Until Justice League happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, there you go.
It's Falcon in this too, or just War Machine?
I believe just War Machine. Yeah, I would love for Falcon because, man, one of the best things that made Winter Soldier so good is how well they translated Sam Wilson to screen. Falcon's one of the best characters in and out the comics. So that's involving like Marvel Studios and such. Now we have a couple of news that doesn't involve Marvel Studios, and then we'll be done with Marvel. I swear, we'll get to like other things. First off, is that Sony wants to do a all female Spider-Man movie, and it's right now titled Glass Ceiling. You don't have to read too much into what that title could mean. But so by the way, if you do,
ask
your
teacher. Do all three Spider Women or just one?
Spider Women, women plural.
So they want to do the original and
no,
her replacement.
I don't know. And they're Spider-Girl? Thinking of possibilities out there are being played, like, you know, Black Cat, Spider Woman, Silver Sable, maybe even Silk or Firestar.
Sony.
And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Silk does, because she's building up a lot of momentum thanks to Dan Slott's current amazing run and the fact that she's getting her own ongoing book soon.
Sony's just trying to do whatever they can to throw characters out there.
Yeah, and also because Sony's like, we are not going to give up this Spider-Man money. Screw you. They are not going to give up that sweet Spider-Man money. If you had a license to print Spider-Man money, you would keep doing it. And the other news is that Fox seems to be going forward with a Gambit spinoff starring Channing Tatum himself, who is set to play the role first in the upcoming X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
Are you hot for Channing Tatum?
You know, okay.
We know you are, Jordan. I'm not asking you.
Okay.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I like him. I mean, I don't think he's like super sexy.
Okay.
I don't drool over him, but
when they show his bare behind on in movies, do you scream?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will say, Chan
you don't
Tales
scream inside. You don't say, "Damn, that's hot."
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm not like drooling over him, so.
Channing Tatum hasn't. Channing Tatum's improved as an actor.
I've seen too much of his behind in movies, and you know.
Surfer, we know how excited you got by Bear Wolverine ass in Days of Future Past.
I did not get excited over that, okay?
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Why did you text me as I was leaving the theater about, man, did you love that Wolverine bear ass as much as I did?
I think Bear behind wooden men should be banned from movies, okay? it's shameful.
Just wait. I finally get a Hollywood premiere movie and I invite Surfer out to Hollywood and there's a bear male ass and he gets up from his seat and smacks me. Just wait for that to happen. But no, yes, Channing Tatum, he is set to play Remy LeBeau himself again in Age of Apocalypse. X-Men Apocalypse, whatever the hell the title's going
to
be.
We all would have laughed 2 or 3 years ago. Of Channing Tatum playing.
Yeah, but he's actually proven to be a good actor.
But I'm wondering about his Cajun accent, you know?
Yeah, no, yes. Because Cajun ancestry is a big part of the character. And also, for me, comedy, as it's seen, has been proven to be Channing Tatum's strong suit. He still does good dramatics. I like him when he's working with Steven Soderbergh. Like, I liked his dramatic parts in Magic Mike, actually. So, hey, again, he could bring some charm and some fun to the Gambit movie, which currently has no release date. So, we're off of Marvel now. We're gonna talk about DC and other comic book companies, like Vertigo, which is related to DC, because, you know, there's a Preacher pilot option at AMC.
Yeah, and that's Seth Rogen's involved with that, right?
Yes, Seth Rogen and his best friend, writing partner, Evan Goldberg.
Now, we know what happened the last time those two wrote a comic book property. So, hopefully they learned their lesson.
Yeah, I mean, I finally read all 66 issues of Preacher this year.
Okay.
It's amazing. Hey, you know what, Jenny? That's another book you gotta read. Preacher.
I gotta write all these down. I seriously do.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tattoo. No. Go like Memento. Tattoo them onto you.
Okay.
Yeah, just tattoo Preacher on your fucking forearm.
Mm-hmm.
Or knee. Whatever. Yeah. So it seems like it's heating up. Looks like it might happen. They're still trying to stick as close to the source material as possible, but having read all of it, you're gonna have to really have something good for this to happen. You're really gonna have to, like, bust us in the balls, like, right out the gate. Speaking of TV, news has been coming out for Supergirl, which is, of course, being done by Arrow and Flash executive producer Greg Berlanti for CBS. Casting is actually happening right now. And this is what they've put out for the role of Kara Zor-El. Caucasian females, age 22, 26, to play 24. And she will be called on Earth. This is the notes. As the series mythology goes, Kara, at age 12, was sent from her dying home planet of Krypton to Earth, where she was taken by the Danvers, a foster family who taught her to be careful, how to be careful with her extraordinary powers. After pressing said skills for more than a decade, Kara is forced to bust out her super moves in public during an unexpected disaster. Energized by her heroism for the first time in her life, she begins embracing her abilities in the name of helping the people of the city, earning herself a super moniker along the way.
Okay, why is she being raised by another family?
I don't know. I think a better question is, why Danvers? I've never heard of them.
It just sounds like cliche to the description. Sounds like a cliched plot. Like, it sounds like something.
Well, you know,
awesome
also,
season premiere and yeah.
Yeah, well also, I'm like, really, Krypton? We can't stick with Kandor.
It sounds like they just They want to do Superman, but they can't, so they're going with Supergirl.
Man.
They want to do everything with Supergirl they would have done with a Superman storyline.
Yeah.
But it's a girl, so...
Well, there is another cast.
She'll have emotional problems.
Yes, there's another casting description for Kara's foster sister, Alexandra Alex Danvers, who is described as Kara's gorgeous, brilliant, science-minded foster sister. Growing up, Alex was partially jealous of her sibling, yet also fascinated by her abilities, prompting Alex to learn as much as she could about alien anthropology, sociology, and culture. Today, Alex works for a secret government organization, and alongside her heroic sis, will face many challenges, both mundane and super.
Well, I got my fingers crossed that it could be a good TV show. I mean,
yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, having Berlanti behind it with the success he has and the top quality of Flash and Arrow.
I just worry when you got to try to change things because you don't want to hint at what's really the tie to it. I mean, like this is Clark Kent's cousin, of course. He won't exist in this world. They'll never mention him. And whatever, you know, so.
I mean, if, because I mean, Berlanti, they've had success now. It seems like they found their footing with Arrow and Flash. So hopefully, there maybe is some hope for this.
I guess what people have to worry about is that it's on CBS. You know, the network your grandmother watches.
It'll follow the Big Bang it'll follow the Big Bang Theory.
Please no. Although, hey, people after Big Bang Theory could actually watch a good show.
Hey-o.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not either, don't worry.
I don't know if anyone could guess. but yeah, no, he's also working on this with executive producer Ali Adler, who did Chuck, but also helped Berlanti with the less than good show No Ordinary Family.
I like No Ordinary Family.
I did not care for it.
It had a good premise, but it just kind of went nowhere.
That's the thing.
I watched the entire season, and things could have happened at a quicker pace. But I thought the show wasn't bad, and I really thought with the way it ended, like the second season could have really, really been fantastic had it been picked up. Because they left it open with other people getting powers, the way that this family did, and it opened the door for a lot more heroes and villains to show up with superpowers. But
maybe
Julie Benn, she's in Defiant now, and
good on her. I believe she's going to get plenty of good work thanks to John or TV.
She's done two seasons of Defiant, so.
I still need to check that show out.
I do too.
Speaking of TV and involving Krypton, for those that may not still like that, what David Goyer did with Superman and Man of Steel, I got some not so good news for you, or good news if you like that. David S. Goyer is helping to put together a show about Krypton, a TV show about Krypton.
Okay.
Yeah, with David, and also David Goyer is one of the producers behind Constantine right now, which we'll get to in a moment. Details are here and there at the moment, but it seems like this would be a pre-Superman drama, much in the vein of Gotham right now. Hopefully not like Gotham. Where it is set on the home planet, its home planet of Krypton, you know, involving the likes of the House of El or Brainiac, and this comes from the fact that fans were actually very, very much liked. Like one of the few consistent good things people said about Man of Steel was the exploration on the opening sequence of Krypton in the movie. So.
I don't have a problem with Goyer. I do think, though, he shouldn't be the person writing everything DC.
No, he shouldn't. Because I don't want my Flash to be dark and gritty.
You gotta mix it up. You gotta bring in more voices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, that's what's great about Marvel. They're willing to let people come in and add their own style while working with them about
except
it.
Except for Edgar Wright.
Well, see, yeah, okay, yeah. Save for Edgar Wright, of course.
Yeah.
There's an exception to every rule.
Well, you know, hey, you can't be making comedies out of everything, so.
No, but you don't have to be all dark and mopey through everything either.
No, I don't think Ant-Man was supposed to be dark and mopey, but, I mean, okay, listen. If they were just making movies, that'd be one thing, but these pieces gotta fit now, so. You gotta make an Ant-Man that they can use down the line in Avengers 3, or make an appearance in Doctor Strange or the Black Panther or whatever. You know, it can't be the type of character that won't fit in someplace else. So,
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Well, we're gonna lead right into our TV talk with this bit of TV news about Constantine. Ratings took a bit of a tumble on Halloween night, where the premiere garnered 4.28 million viewers. This one, the second episode, managed to only get about 3.1.
Let's not panic until next week, because it was, people was out getting the candy, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's hard to do something like that on Halloween night.
Yeah, and also, next week's episode will feature one of the best characters ever in Papa Midnight. I love that character so much. Papa Midnight is awesome.
Yeah, but the show everybody seems to be watching is The Flash.
Yes. Wait, are we going to talk about Constantine real quick, or are we going to get,
We're not gonna get into too much talk about
these okay, shows. Yeah, for nearer. Okay, Constantine was late. Good. But yes, Flash, as it appears, is definitely the most watched telecast in the history of the CW.
And that's saying a lot, because
that's great.
Like, Arrow is pretty popular. They did have Smallville, and yet Flash is getting the biggest ratings.
The premiere earlier this month reached up to 6.8 million viewers. Again, the most watched premiere in the history of the CW.
Oh, man.
But now that they're taking in digital streams and DVR playback, The Flash is garnering total people watching 13 million viewers.
Okay.
Wow.
This week highlights for The Flash. We got an iconic villain.
Captain Cold.
Hoodie and everything. Okay?
Can I just say this show got, this episode got Captain Cold right, and a big benefit to that fact was the fact that Jeff Johns co-wrote this episode.
Okay, we got Dr. Wells being scary as hell. I mean, we know he's up to no good. But the way he was yelling at Cisco, man, not yelling at him, but he was like, you fucked up. And Cisco had that look on his face, like he knows how evil Dr. Wells is. I mean, like, he was shaking in his boots. I don't think it was just, okay, I messed up. It was like he knows what Dr. Wells is up to.
Yes. And this episode's rating has come back. It garnered 5.2 million viewers.
And everybody who haven't been watching Arrow fell in love with Felicity Smoke in that dress she had on.
Played wonderfully by Emily Beckards, who still has great chemistry with Grant Gustin. Like, that was a highlight in of itself on the episode.
Yeah, I had people ask me last night who she was. I'm like, don't y'all watch Arrow?
Should now.
But, we're going to get this secret history next week of Felicity on Arrow.
And speaking of Arrow, it just hit 50 episodes this week with The Magician.
Now, why is it when women are bad girls in their youth that they have black hair? It's like,
I don't know, writing conventions?
It's like, this is not the first time I've seen it this year, where, like, it happened on Criminal Minds. Garcia, okay?
And I have no idea who you speak of.
There's a computer person on Criminal Minds. Her name's Penelope Garcia, right? And she's changed her hair colors throughout the years. Sometimes it's red. Most of the time it's blonde. So they did an episode where you found out about her past and how she became an FBI agent. And she was a computer hacker. And she had the dark black dyed hair, right? Uh-huh. And it seemed like they're doing the same thing with Felicity. Like, she was a computer hacker with dark black hair. Is that like common? It's.
I don't know. I don't know any hackers.
Now Chaos, you used to be.
I know some questionable people, but I don't know hackers.
Chaos, you used to be a bad girl back in the day. Was your hair black? Did you have your hair black when you was running the streets and getting in trouble?
I've always had darker. Well. My hair's always been a little bit lighter, but I like dyeing it darker. Maybe just something about darker hair. I don't know. I like darker hair, technically.
Tell us about your former bad girl days. What do you want to tell about it?
I was a goody two-shoes. I wasn't a bad girl.
I don't believe it. I know you're kind. You used to get that name Chaos for nothing. You used to cause havoc. You was a rebel. Your parents couldn't control you. But you've changed, and we accept you for who you are. So, don't worry, your past is safe with us, okay?
Yes, and again, speaking of Arrow, 50 episodes, really good return for John Barrowman onto the show.
Oh yeah, he was Batman.
Yeah, he was just up in my area last week, and I didn't know about that, so I'm kind of bummed.
He pulled some Batman on them, yes?
Oh, yeah, he on Nyssa and Oliver.
It's like, he got the wrong guy in the Batman suit, because he pulled out that smoke pellet like, bang, I'm gone, I'm Ghost.
Hi, bitch! By the way, I totally want Malcolm, by the way, knowing John Barrowman, I imagine Daryl B., been on the gag reel of season 3 Blurry where he goes, bye, bitch, and then throws out and smoke bomb. If that didn't happen with him, I'll be so sorely disappointed in John Barrowman as a human being. But I kid, John Barrowman can do no wrong.
I'm just mad because I found out we had a convention last week up by me, and he was here, and I had no idea about the convention at all.
Where are you at?
I live in Wisconsin. There was a convention in Milwaukee.
Was it a wizard convention or what?
No, it was like it was like called Fantasticon. I knew nothing about it, and he was like one of the people here, and I was super bummed. So
that is lame.
I know.
You should have gone to him and told him, hey, you should go on this radio show. I know the people on there.
I know people. You know, if I would have known, I probably would have stood in line and just been like, oh my god, I love you. So.
He would have hugged you, most likely. Yes. The episode's good, so Flash was fantastic. Constantine, pretty good.
I noticed something about Arrow.
Yeah, what is it?
Don't blank on the name now.
I have Wikipedia.
The Black Canary chick. Not
Sarah.
Not Sarah.
Laurel,
yes, okay. She's gone through quite a few transformations on this show. Like,
yeah, it's certainly an interesting character this season.
No. Listen, the first season, she was an average, regular-looking woman. Last season, she was looking sickly and thin and just
okay,
terrible.
Well, I will say, Laurel became a much more interesting character once she finally found out about Oliver's secret.
Okay, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because... Yeah. Wednesday, she was looking a bit, like, muscular when she was in the gym hitting on that speed bag. And, like, did she put back on weight and she started to get muscles from 'cause she gonna be Black Canary soon? 'Cause she looked like... Not like she was ripped, but she looked like she was physically... like in shape more than she's ever been on the show, just in that minute or two that you saw her in the gym. And I don't know if hitting a speed bag makes you look that way or what, but
Maybe. Maybe it did. Who knows? But, so, yeah, Gotham sucked again. I don't know what you want for me to say. It's just...
So, what'd you think about,
Riddler's
show dropping the ISIS storyline?
Wait, what?
Archer.
Oh, Archer. You know, yeah, let's talk about Archer, because that's a good goddamn show.
Yeah,
screw you, Gotham. You're just... I'm sorry, man. I'm Surfer again. If it wasn't for this mandate that we're sticking with the first season to see how it goes, I would already drop this.
Mm-hmm. I have episodes sitting in my DVR, and I'm just afraid to watch them because I know I'm going to be disappointed.
You know what? No. You might like it. Just I say, judge for yourself. Judge for yourself. But we're going to talk about a good show, Archer. Yeah. So, season 6 going to come back in January. Cannot wait.
Okay.
dropping the ISIS name, which stood for International Secret Intelligence Service.
We ran out of time.
Oh, okay. I'll wrap it up. Guys, of course, because ISIS terrorist group is being a big bag of dicks.
I don't know who watches watches Archer anymore.
I do.
It's just cartoon.
We
don't watch cartoons here.
Archer's awesome.
Have you never been to the Danger Zone?
I like that first Mike Tyson Mysteries episode.
Oh, Mike Tyson's Mysteries, yeah.
Man, that was funny. I didn't know whether it was going to be funny or not, but it was just ridiculously funny at times. Well, I can't wait to see what tomorrow's show brings.
Me too. I can't wait to see what Archer Season 6 brings, with it being about... parenting, and also no more cocaine gobbling Pam.
So she's going to get put the weight back on?
It appears so. Although, I still love that she said, don't booger my goddamn cocaine. I loved Cocaine Pam. Cocaine Pam was... Hell, Archer Vice. I know some fans got rubbed a bit wrong by it. I personally loved it.
Okay, and real quick about Walking Dead, the Terminus gang.
Last week was great.
We knew you, but now you're gone.
Yeah.
It was so satisfying to see Rick keep his promises.
Oh, yeah.
He told the guy, I got a red hand on a machete. I'm going to use it to kill you. And then when this punk behind was sitting there thinking he was, listen. This whole thing, they kept saying, we used to help people. What the hell does that have to do with the fact that right now, you're terrorizing people, you're eating them, you're killing people, and yet somebody's supposed to spare you because you used to help people and you let some bad assholes turn you into a worse asshole? Hell no. And the way Tyrese is looking, what did you expect to happen? Just to let them go on their way? No, as long as they lived.
I fear tonight's episode because we had three great stellar episodes in a row, and now we're going to focus on Beth.
Yeah, I love Beth.
I don't care for Beth.
I love Beth.
Beth is boring.
Beth is sweet, sweet
jailbait. She's so uninteresting.
No, she's the farmer's daughter, man.
Yeah, that doesn't do squat in a
fucking... And she can sing, too.
Okay, what... Okay, hey, Belle, sing against a zombie.
She has sung against the zombies.
Well, and one, because she's up against a zombie. No, okay, I do not care for Beth. I think she's an uninteresting character.
Yeah, my team is up 27-7, so thanks. Football gods. Anyway, uh-oh. My phone is ringing. It's not supposed to be ringing.
That means we have a caller.
Nope.
Besides me.
So.
And that's all. And it's all we got for this week, people.
All right. So, any thoughts you want to talk about before we pay the bills? Chaos.
No, not much. I'm just looking forward to Avengers now that they released that little mini scene at the end of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. They showed a little extra scene. doing S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, to get back at those that leaked out the trailer, where we see our heroes having a little fun trying to pick up the hammer. Even Cap couldn't pick it up because he's not worthy.
Okay, to nowhere in the chat room, yes, Constantine would be better on Showtime or Cinemax since Hellblazer. But also Hellblazer. Gotham sucks! I'm sorry. Gotham is not the shit. Gotham is shit.
I'm not gonna say it sucks yet.
It does. I'm sorry.
I have a lot of people who actually like it, but my brother being one of them, but...
You know, people like Gotham, that's fine. I'm not gonna take it away from them, but...
Oh, I man, think they, so bad. They're kind of revealing this, the fact that the Penguin isn't dead. A little too early in the season, but... I mean, the guy's... I can't see this particular Penguin. I can't see how he becomes a crime lord at some point. Where he's not even keeping a low profile. He's supposed to be dead. And yet he's still telling people, yeah, I'm Oswald Cobblepot, people. They call me Penguin. Okay, you're in Gotham. Everybody knows who you are. Somebody's going to go back and say, hey, this guy is still alive.
Go kill him.
But yet he reveals himself to the police, which, of course, didn't make Bullock too happy. But now, I guess this is going to supposed to ramp up this little war between Falcone and, what's the other guy's name?
Maroni?
Maroni, yeah.
Sal Maroni, a.k.a. the man who turned Harvey Dent into Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was very good. You should watch that.
Although it's not on this week.
Yeah, both Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will not be on Tuesday. I imagine that's because of...
Well, Flash is just in rerun.
Yeah, midterm election night.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, people, go vote. You don't vote, you don't get a right to bitch and complain. Go vote.
So are you going to see Big Hero 6 this weekend, Chaos?
I am hoping to. I really am. It's going to fortunately be my weekend of work, but I'm hoping to maybe catch it Saturday night.
Yeah, because it's a fantastic movie. It really is.
I really want to go
Make
see
sure
it.
Make sure you stay past to the end of the credits, because there is an extra scene, and you don't want to miss out on it.
All right.
And make sure you're there early enough to watch the short, because the short will leave you in tears. It's so sweet.
Aww.
And then this whole... I need me a Baymax. I really do. I mean, it's like somebody invent Baymax now so I can have one, so I can go on adventures with it, because it's...
There are some inflatable ones being put up at theater displays.
I need a real Baymax. I need a walking, talking Baymax that'll take care of my injuries and look after me. The way Baymax looked at the hero. I mean, oh God, that's just yes, it is. It's a shame that it's coming out in a month where this movie, this month is loaded with movies, and it's also going to fight for money with the Penguins movie, but this could easily be one of those movies that could be the top movie of the year if it came out in the right time.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that.
By the way, I'm not going to give thoughts on Doctor Who because that is a two-part story, and
yeah,
I cannot fully...
Well, we knew who Missy was.
Well, I don't want to... Again, I don't want to fully talk about it until I see part two, because this is not a complete story yet.
Wait, there was a cliffhanger?
Yes.
Yeah, they always...
It's a two-part finale.
They always do a two-part finale.
I know. I'm so far behind on Doctor Who, because I've been behind
all seasons. He finally met Missy. And he found out who Missy is and what she's been up to all this time. So,
yep.
You do know who Missy is, right?
Yeah, I do.
Who was Missy?
I can't remember right now because I'm watching football.
I think he's meaning the reveal, which, Surfer, we're not going to reveal right now.
Yeah, I don't want it spoiled. No spoilers.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's somebody should have figured out who she was from the beginning. But
if you're gonna have to wait next week, people, until to hear our full thoughts on not just the Doctor Who finale, but season 8 as a whole.
All right, so again, join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. Sign a petition and send it to AA saying that you want us on the 6th so you won't miss no football. And I won't miss football, but anyway, you know, we're here at 5 p.m. every week here on Rant EM Radio and iTunes, Stitches, Podbean. Hopefully you're hearing us on Blog Talk Radio and Geek Life Radio. Join us every Tuesday, 8 p.m. for AA, Tony C, and The Rant, where they go over all the wrestling news and try to recap Raw if it's interesting, which hasn't been interesting in a while. But Wednesdays, Phil and Dave and Turnbuckle Throwbacks, where they talk about the current and the way back. Thursdays, new show, the Rex Plex. Right now it's taped, but soon it'll be live. Rex goes over his thoughts on the wrestling world. Saturdays is usually when you get an episode of the Lex podcast. So you have Rex and Lex. So you have a choice. You don't have to take one over the other. You can choose. You know, if it's too many EXs in the world, well, you can choose whichever one you want. And he thinks he knows movies like me. Him and his wife go over that stuff, but the real movie guy is me. But don't tell Lex that, you know, I said that, please, because I don't want no. Saturday night, of course, is the What Are You Reading? It's not the What Are You Reading comic book. It's the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan and Rage, that candy thief of a person. And we won't hash up his transgressions, but Rage, I'm praying for you, brother. I love you. Don't yes. think I hate you. I care for you. I care how you turning out, and I'm gonna save your soul. I promise you that. Okay.
Yes, and also on Indy, and also one of our fellow shows, the Wrestling Column Show, has recently launched a Indiegogo campaign to not just help get new equipment for the show, but to also help with taking the show on a bigger national level. So go by www.indiegogo.com/projects/the-less-wrestling. Okay, there's a bunch of dashes in the Wrestling Column Show, so you know what to do. You help maybe, a guy, like should, you know, maybe, donate what you can or spread the word around.
Maybe we should raise some money. What do you think?
What, for us?
Yeah,
maybe. Hey, you know, Patreon's a thing.
Yeah, I know, but we gotta have something to give to Patreon, and
we could give them, like, I don't know, private reviews of comics they want us to talk about, or give them audio commentaries on movies. I don't know
either. I just wish I would get Discovered in Hollywood or something, or hit the lottery.
Hey, when I make it out there with my movies, you will ride my coattails.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be your manager and take 50%. That's what I'm going
to do. No, 5%.
No. And, don't forget my review of Birdman out there. And go see Birdman if you hadn't had a chance to see it. If you get a chance to see it, go see it. Amazing film. Birdman!
This really isn't about an attorney at law named Harvey
yes,
Birdman.
It is.
Oh, awesome!
It's a courtroom drama.
Yeah! Awesome. Well, once again, you can also follow me and Surfer on Twitter. I am at Jowoco, J-O-W-O-C-O.
And, you know, of course, Once Upon a Time is coming back on tonight. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Elsa. And the Snow Queen, and it's things are getting chilly in Storybrooke.
Boo!
So, you watch Once Upon a Time, because I need somebody to talk to about this.
No, I do.
I'm not talking to you, Jordan. Grown folks is talking here, okay?
I do. I love Once Upon a Time.
I'm trying to catch up. I am.
Girlfriend, we got to talk, okay?
We do.
Just us girls, you know, we get together. You know, right. I have a little.
I won't be over here drinking my manly beer and whatnot.
Hey, you do that, you man, you. Because nobody needs a man in their life when we're talking about Once Upon a Time, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So, also, go by Facebook and search for the What Are You Reading comic book show Facebook page, where we post the latest news updates, and you will be able to get a heads up on them before we talk about them here. So,
and how do you follow?
That's really it for this week.
What about Twitter?
I already said Twitter.
Oh, you have Twitter, KS?
I do. It's just my real name, @Jenny_Matasek, MATASEK. I just tweet about random stuff, basically.
Okay.
And how much my fantasy football team is now actually winning games, so hey.
Wait. Are you in the Inside the Locker League?
I am.
Whose league are you in?
I'm in Elliot's league. And okay. I'm currently 2-6, but I'm hoping to be 3-6 after this week.
Okay.
My season's turned around, thankfully.
Let me check my fantasy football stats, because it seems like all my players. Okay, I am down by 9 points.
And I
have one player left to play and 7 in play. So I'm going to win. And then this radio league, which I hate because I couldn't pick the team I wanted. Well, I'm stopping Rage's team. So it's a blowout.
Nice. I'm surprised because I'm actually winning one game because Philip Rivers decided to lay a goose egg today. So. And half my team's on bye, so I'm really happy.
Well, I am on the old spell football, which is what's the name of this league again? Alpha Justice League, and I am in first place again this year. And of course, I'll probably lose the championship like I've done the last 2 seasons. But hey,
there is no Shiva Bowl in your future.
I just need Russell Wilson to throw a couple of touchdowns and I'll win today's unfortunately the guy I'm playing against has Tom Brady and of course I want him to throw touchdowns because that's my real team, but
I had Tom Brady last year. Tom Brady didn't do crap for me and now he's actually playing good, so I'm kind of better. I hate Tom Brady.
Oh, man. Come on now. Don't hate. Appreciate.
I hate endings that drag on for too long.
Sorry.
No, I'm joking with you. But that's our show. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And we'll keep enjoying. Good night.
Anybody else want to say good night?
Bye. Good night. All right.
Thanks for listening to this train wreck, as always. Peace.